Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 2. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre-Benoît. Salut à tous.
Comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Très très bien, et toi?
Très bien, il fait beau cette semaine, donc c'est bien.
Ah, oui, c'est vrai qu'il fait bien meilleur que la dernière fois.
Ouais. Comme d'habitude, nous sommes dans le studio virtuel. We're in the virtual studio here, both at home recording a new episode of our travel diaries. And we're delighted to bring you this travel diary from Lara and Noah as they travel around the beautiful country of France and visit different places. This is coming to you at a time when we're not really able to travel ourselves, so hopefully giving you a little bit of inspiration for future journeys is the perfect way to take up this time and also giving you a chance to practice your French. I should also mention that if you're not already following our advanced course, you can do so over at La Vérité Éclate Toujours, which is a separate podcast feed. If you're an advanced learner of French, then you'll love La Vérité Éclate Toujours, and you can find it on the separate feed. Head over there and follow that one too. But this one is more for our intermediate learners, and we're going through the travel journals of Noah and Lara to help you build your French comprehension.
Oui, et je veux en savoir plus sur cette deuxième journée.
Oui, tout à fait, parce qu'aujourd'hui, ils vont à Bordeaux.
C'est ça.
Tu connais Bordeaux, toi?
Oui, j'ai des amis, j'ai aussi de la famille qui habite à Bordeaux. Non, c'est une très, très, très belle ville. Et il y a beaucoup de choses qui ont été changées, rénovées, aménagées. C'est vraiment très, très joli.
Oui. Ça fait, je pense, maintenant 20 ans, presque 20 ans, que je ne suis pas allé à Bordeaux. Donc, il va falloir que je retourne à Bordeaux un de ces jours.
Très bien. Cela fait. That's an expression we saw the last time. That's really good.
We did indeed. Yeah. Okay, let's move on and listen to Lara's journal now.
À Bordeaux, la ville du vin. Nous avons passé une première journée de vacances inoubliable. Le voyage dans le Thalys était déjà palpitant, avec des paysages incroyables qui défilaient devant nos yeux. Nous avons mangé des sandwichs bien garnis au bar du Thalys, en lisant chacun notre livre. En sortant du train, nous avons mis nos valises dans un casier de la gare pour aller nous dégourdir les jambes au parc floral de la ville. Nous avons vu au moins 500 variétés de roses et nous nous sommes allongés dans la pelouse au doux soleil de l'après-midi. Une visite guidée d'une vigne avait déjà été réservée depuis un mois pour 17h30. Nous avons donc visité le Clos de l'Échauguette, un petit vignoble classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO. C'était magnifique de voir un endroit avec une approche si naturelle et une vue si exceptionnelle. On est resté là assez tard à faire une longue dégustation de vin. Fatigués mais heureux, nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel, un beau bâtiment rénové dans la plus vieille partie de la ville. Ce soir, nous mangeons dans une brasserie typique et puis nous allons dormir le plus vite possible.
Merci beaucoup, Lara. Okay, Pierre-Benoît, it's time for us to go through the journal in greater detail. So if you don't mind reading each sentence, and then we'll talk about the language included.
Bien sûr. Ah, Bordeaux, la ville du vin.
So Bordeaux, literally the town of the wine, the town of wine. It is, of course, a huge centre for wine production. We've got some of the most amazing French wines coming from Bordeaux. I have to be honest and say that I do enjoy some Bordeaux.
Bien sûr, bien sûr, bien sûr, j'adore. C'est mon vin préféré.
Tiens, très bien, très bien. OK, so let's find out what they did in Bordeaux.
Nous avons passé une première journée de vacances inoubliable.
A lovely word there, inoubliable. Now, oublier is the word to forget. Okay, oublier. J'ai oublié mon cahier. I forgot my notebook, my jotter. But in this case, oubliable is forgettable and inoubliable is unforgettable.
So, très bien.
Nous avons passé une première journée de vacances inoubliable. We spent an unforgettable first day of our vacation or our holidays.
Le voyage dans le Thalys était déjà palpitant avec des paysages incroyables qui défilaient devant nos yeux.
Nice. Okay, so le voyage dans le Thalys, the journey in the Thalys, this is the high-speed train, était déjà palpitant.
Now, yeah.
Palpitant is a good word.
Yeah, it's the idea of palpitation in your heart, but in a positive way.
Yeah.
Okay, it kind of moves you. You're excited. Okay, it's really nice. It's a nice word.
So the journey in the Thalys was already exciting, avec des paysages incroyables.
Hey. So with some paysages
incredible. Incredible. Yeah, incredible countryside, qui défilait devant nos yeux. Now, the verb défiler means to pass by. It's what you do. Well, what I say, what you do. What one does on a catwalk, isn't it?
Yeah,
a fashion défilé. Parade, yeah.
Yeah, it could be un défilé de mode. That would be a fashion, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or un défilé militaire. Mm-hmm. Okay, that could be as well. So it's the idea of, kind of a marching in front of our eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so all those parading
different landscape.
As well.
Yeah,
one after another, they were défiling all through the countryside between Paris and Bordeaux.
Nous avons mangé des sandwichs bien garnis au bar du Thalys en lisant chacun notre livre.
Okay, so we ate some sandwiches bien garnis. Now, garni is how you would garnish something, a dish, for example. But here we would be talking about filled sandwiches. They were nicely filled sandwiches.
And yes, maybe it's the quantity. The quantity, maybe they were well garnished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Au bar du Thalys, so in the Thalys train, there's a bar, a restaurant car. And they did this while they were doing something else. And this is a nice expression here as well. En lisant chacun notre livre. So there we've got a gerund form. The lisant is the gerund form of the verb lire. Lire. So to read, and that becomes reading, lisant. We do have to be careful about gerunds, because if you think in English, if you want to translate the ing form of the verb, for example, I like singing. But that ing form in English, 9 times out of 10, will be translated by an infinitive in French.
Exactly.
Not the gerund. So the gerund is only used in very specific situations. And in fact, one of those most common situations is when it's combined with the word en. En lisant chacun notre livre.
And usually the two actions are usually happening at the same time, simultaneous.
Excellent. So they ate the sandwiches while each one reading their book. En lisant chacun notre livre. So chacun, literally each one, notre livre, our book.
Yeah. Sometimes you got also a different use when it's not at the same time, but it's doing something by doing something. Mm-hmm. So that can be another meaning as well of en plus de gérande.
Okay, and the best part about this is we're going to see another example in this next sentence. So let's continue on.
En sortant du train, nous avons mis nos valises dans un casier de la gare pour aller nous dégourdir les jambes au parc floral de la ville.
Okay, en sortant du train. So there we've got the verb sortir, and it's the gerund form again. So as soon as we see that ant ending, the likelihood, especially if it looks like a verb, the likelihood is it's going to be a verb in this gerund form. En sortant du train, on getting off the train, nous avons mis nos valises, we put our suitcases, dans un casier de la gare, in a left luggage locker de la gare, of the station. I don't think I've seen that word casier probably in about 25 years, because it's the word that you use for a pigeonhole in, you know, a kind of school scenario, isn't it?
Yes, un casier pour les profs ou un casier pour les élèves, ouais.
So if you've got a box where people put your information at work or something like that, then that would be un casier. But it's a locker also in the sense of a locker, the left luggage place in the station.
Yeah, and also I'm thinking if for fishermen, it looks like a big box that they put in the water to catch the fish. That's the casier. Okay. Or for the oysters and things like that. Yeah, casier.
Très bien. So they put their suitcases in the casier, in the locker, de la gare, pour aller nous dégourdir les jambes. Right. Okay, this is one of these words that you may have heard it before, even if you've not heard it, and you don't even know what it means, you can easily guess what it means. It's something to do with your legs, and imagine the situation. They've been sitting in the train for a couple of hours, so they want to stretch their legs. And you may also be familiar with the word gourde, which is the opposite. So you're ungirding your legs, basically, if you think of it that way.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. What's quite nice as well here is the use of pour. We need the pour. If the pour was not, if we don't use pour, the whole sentence collapses.
Yeah.
But in English, you don't feel the need for pour here, but we need it here. Okay, we can just have un casier de la gare, aller. You need to have pour aller, as if it was the aim, okay, in order to, okay, mm-hmm. stretch our legs.
Good. And they're going to do that at the Parc Floral de la ville de Bordeaux, so the floral park in the city of Bordeaux. Très bien. Okay, nous allons continuer.
Nous avons vu au moins 500 variétés de roses et nous nous sommes allongés dans la pelouse au doux soleil de l'après-midi.
Sounds very nice. We saw at least 500 varieties of roses et nous nous sommes allongés and we stretched out dans la pelouse in the lawn au doux soleil de l'après-midi in the sweet sun of the afternoon.
C'est romantique, dis donc, Marc.
Romantique, tout à fait. And very pleasant sounding. I can imagine if it's summer, it's already pretty warm in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do there is take a little break and we'll be back in just a moment and we'll continue with this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about Bordeaux today with Lara's diary as she and Noah have visited this beautiful city in the southwest of France. Let's continue the text, starting from the visite guidée d'une vigne. Let's see what they got up to.
Une visite guidée d'une vigne avait été réservée depuis un mois pour 17h30.
Ah ben dis donc, hein, ils sont bien organisés. Hein.
Et ils ont surtout beaucoup, ils ont beaucoup de chance, je trouve.
Oui. So, 1 month prior to their departure, they organized a visit to a vineyard, une vigne. So, une visite guidée d'une vigne, so a guided tour of a vineyard, had been reserved for a month depuis. They were saying depuis, it's not pendant, because it's 1 month ago. That's when they did it. It had been reserved for a month for 5:30 that afternoon.
Nous avons donc visité le Clos de l'Échauguette, un petit vignoble classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO. Oh, super.
Yeah, sounds great. We visited le Clos de l'Échauguette, a little vineyard, classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO. So these are the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. So this one is classified as a World Heritage Site, this particular vineyard. Pierre Benoît, can I ask you the difference between vignoble and vigne?
Well, un vignoble is the whole estate, mm-hmm. Okay? Whereas les vignes is your vineyard. So you've got des champs de vignes, you would have fields of I suppose vines. Okay.
But you can use vigne as a kind of generic word there for visiting the vineyard. It's
You could say you visit les vignes, le vignoble. I would then maybe put the vignoble as an overall thing. So it would be only like in a singular form.
Okay. Yeah. Très bien. So let's continue on. Read the next sentence, please.
C'était magnifique de voir un endroit avec une approche si naturelle. Et une vue si exceptionnelle.
So it was magnificent to see a place with une approche si naturelle. Now, this is a natural approach. Perhaps the manufacturing of the wine was done in a very natural way. Et une vue si exceptionnelle. And an exceptional view.
Location.
But in each case, it's si naturelle. And si exceptionnel, with such a natural approach and such an exceptional view. So si is nice there. It can mean a couple of things. Si, obviously it means if, but it also can mean as beautiful a view.
And si also can mean yes, but it's quite tricky. It's when you... do you remember this, Mark?
Yep, you answer affirmatively to a negative question.
That's it.
C'est pas ça?
Si! Bravo!
Ok, let's continue.
On est resté là assez tard à faire une longue dégustation de vin.
So they stayed there. Resté in the sense of to stay. They stayed there assez tard, quite late, à faire une longue dégustation de vin. Doing a long wine tasting, which sounds very pleasant.
Yeah. And I quite like the use there because it's a diary, okay? It's a kind of a spoken way. We have the use of on here, Mark. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot in French conversation on a daily basis. On est resté. Usually in a written form, the on would be changed to nous.
Yep.
So then you would have nous sommes restés.
And in both cases, we're still having that agreement. On est resté with an S on the end and nous sommes restés. Is that something
and
that's...
It's quite...
Sorry, carry on.
It's quite strange, okay. I've always find this structure that because it's a spoken structure, mainly. When you see it written, you can't help thinking, how come you've got the verb, which is singular, mm-hmm. and rester, the past participle, is agreeing with a plural? It is strange.
But it's the modern way of living, Pierre Benoit, come on.
Je n'ai plus 20 ans, je n'ai plus 20 ans.
Okay, so let's continue with the final paragraph now.
Fatigué, mais heureux, nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel, un beau bâtiment rénové dans la plus vieille partie de la ville.
Okay, so you went to say that nous sommes rentrés à l'hôtel, the kind of natural thing to say, but another nice way of writing things here. Fatigué, mais heureux, so tired but happy. Après la longue dégustation de vin, très heureux peut-être. Nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel. Here we are, back in the hotel. Nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel. We could have said, nous sommes rentrés à l'hôtel. We went back to the hotel.
But for a diary, I think it's nice here as a diary form. It's lovely. Yeah.
And obviously, Lara is actually writing it once they're back in the hotel. So, nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel. Here we are, back at the hotel. And she goes on to describe a little the hotel.
Un beau bâtiment rénové dans la plus vieille partie de la ville.
So a beautiful renovated building in the most old part of the town. So, a couple of things going on here because look at these adjectives. Un beau bâtiment rénové. So the beau is coming before. It's describing the beauty of the building. Un beau bâtiment and rénové is coming after. Standard position for the adjective. And then we've got dans la plus vieille partie de la ville. So in the oldest part of the town, they're la plus vieille partie.
Yeah, and again, it's before the noun.
Yep. Good. Okay, and the final section.
Ce soir, nous mangeons dans une brasserie typique et puis nous allons dormir le plus vite possible.
Okay, this evening we are eating in a typical brasserie et puis nous allons dormir le plus vite possible and then we're going to go to sleep as quickly as possible. It sounds a good idea after a busy day visiting the town of Bordeaux.
Et aussi à boire du vin, à
oui,
boire
tout à
du
fait.
Vin.
Tout à fait. Okay, let's continue on and we're going to listen to the whole text again and hopefully this time, as ever, you'll be able to understand much more having gone through it with us.
À Bordeaux, la ville du vin. Nous avons passé une première journée de vacances inoubliable. Le voyage dans le Thalys était déjà palpitant, avec des paysages incroyables qui défilaient devant nos yeux. Nous avons mangé des sandwichs bien garnis au bar du Thalys, en lisant chacun notre livre. En sortant du train, nous avons mis nos valises dans un casier de la gare pour aller nous dégourdir les jambes au parc floral de la ville. Nous avons vu au moins 500 variétés de roses et nous nous sommes allongés dans la pelouse au doux soleil de l'après-midi. Une visite guidée d'une vigne avait déjà été réservée depuis un mois pour 17h30. Nous avons donc visité le Clos de l'Échauguette, un petit vignoble classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO. C'était magnifique de voir un endroit avec une approche si naturelle et une vue si exceptionnelle. On est resté là assez tard à faire une longue dégustation de vin. Fatigués mais heureux, nous voilà rentrés à l'hôtel, un beau bâtiment rénové dans la plus vieille partie de la ville. Ce soir, nous mangeons dans une brasserie typique. Et puis, nous allons dormir le plus vite possible.
Et voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Alors, Pierre-Benoît, toi qui a déjà visité Bordeaux, tu as des idées de la prochaine destination de Lara et Noah?
Ben, je ne sais pas, mais si jamais ils aiment vraiment le vin... Ils peuvent aussi visiter d'autres vignobles qui sont un petit peu, enfin qui sont dans les alentours de Bordeaux.
Mmh, tout
d'accord.
À fait.
Donc, c'est à eux de voir.
De voir, okay, de décider.
De décider Saint-Émilion, et puis oui. Ensuite un peu plus loin, Bergerac. Ah. C'est une belle région pour le vin. C'est une Tout très belle région.
Tout à fait. Well, we'll find out where they're off to next time. If you tune in to our next episode of the series, we'll find out where Lara and Noah end up. For now, don't forget to check out the Coffee Break Academy for more resources linked to this course. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. And of course, check out us on all our resources on social media. We are on Facebook. Just look for Coffee Break French. Instagram, Coffee Break Languages. And follow us on Twitter at Learn French. For now, merci beaucoup et à très bientôt.
À la prochaine. Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.